Yeah, it's the hobby's always been grounded in HF. It's been bread and butter, you know, and the VHF UHF stuff has always just been kind of like a take it or leave it. You know, I know for a lot of us now, especially since, you know, they've introduced a tech license. That was called incentive licensing, I think, when they did it back in the 80s, was it? We came in as a result of that. Before that, you had to do the whole novice thing and for a while, and then you dropped the N off your call. You went from WN8ABC to W8ABC, somewhere in there. I'm not sure exactly when, but they went from novice general. And I'm not sure if the extra existed. That might have been added as well, but I think it was all part of incentive licensing. You know, they thought these little jumps with a little bit more privilege would be useful, and I think they just were a little too granular. You know, they had the TAC and then the general. Now those were solid. Those were, you know, novice actually. I think novice and tech were some redundancy, and then you know, general, advanced, even extra. You know, I don't know. What do I know about it all? Did it work? Who knows? There's how many of us nowadays, Dakota?
My question is, I think the current, I don't know, maybe I don't. I was going to say, I think I could agree with the current licensing structure, but maybe not. Like, why extra separated from general if it's just a little bit more band allocation? And then why give 10 meters to techs? That's the biggest one. Why did techs get 10 meters?